Hey, it's Gary Rivers with the Mixed Morning Show. This is the podcast that features interviews with the many amazing guests who stop in or call into my show. You get it here with no commercials, no music, just the interview. Today's guest is next. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock on Mix 98.9. Boy, on occasion, every once in a while, we get folks in the studio. Sometimes we get folks on the phone. And sometimes we get someone special like this. Comedian and sitcom creator Dan Rosenberg. He's out L.A. way. And, you know, you ever wonder, you ever think to yourself, boy, if I could just write a hit show or a movie, I got an idea. And you wonder, you know, how you pull all that off. Well, that's what our next conversation is going to be about. He's coming to Youngstown. Dan Rosenberg is Thursday of this month. In other words, just 2 days from now, for a one-night event at the Funny Farm. It's a night featuring a screening of his sitcom that he actually got to make the pilot for. It's called It's a Lot, and it stars him, some friends of his, and Rick Springfield as his dad. I think Rick's like in his 70s now. and by the way, not only are you going to do that, but he'll also do his stand-up routine set up, and he'll do a Q&A. So I'm on the phone with Dan right now. He's waiting patiently. So, Dan, I got to ask, how in the world did a guy who didn't know Rick Springfield, had no real connections there, ever get Rick Springfield to be in a sitcom that you wrote?
So I wrote this sitcom, and I was kind of too lazy to write a brand new sitcom. So I wrote, I put his character into it, the idea of the hot dad. And so I'd find somebody that knew somebody who knew Rick Springfield, and I'd send them the script. And then I found his fan mail address in Malibu, so I sent the script. And then a friend's friend was in Vegas in a show with him, and so I sent a script. And finally, I met him at a meet and greet in Tacoma, Washington, after I moved up here. At one of the casinos in like 2012, there was like, if you buy a guitar for $300, you can go backstage and meet Rick Springfield and he'll sign the guitar. And, you know, it's me and a buddy. Again, I'm always with guys at these concerts for some reason. And we're backstage with all these middle-aged women, and Rick kind of looks at us like the two guys. He's like, well, this is awkward. And so I pitched in the sitcom again in 2012, and he actually kind of remembered reading it because I had sent it to him so many times. And he goes, oh, maybe someday we'll work together. And then cut to right before the pandemic, I reach out again and through his manager, and had another version of the script. We changed it. It was originally called Dan's Dad. And we moved it to being on a car lot. We made my character used car salesman, and made his character a rock star, which he wasn't in the original one. He was just a good-looking guy that had money. And now he's divorced 6 times, so he has no money, but he's still famous. And we changed the name to It's a Lot, because it's about a car lot, and it's also my character's life is a lot. And we got a lunch set up with Rick's manager. I pitched it to him directly. He goes, yeah, let's do it. Got an agreement with him and flew down to L.A., and all of his scenes were shot in one day at one location. We made it very easy for him. And
wow.
I think the old saying is, if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
All right. And here's the question I've been dying to ask you before I even got started. We all know Jesse's Girl. This is his biggest single. And I hear you actually incorporated that storyline into one of your scripts. Is that true?
Well, what's funny is I wrote an episode. I went back for my high school reunion. Shout out to Blackhawk High School in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. And I realized that it's possible that my dad would have had his 50th when I was having my 30th. So I wrote an episode where he goes back to his reunion and he's talking to his buddy Gary, because in real life, it wasn't Jesse. The guy's name was named Gary. And he's like, yeah, remember, I really had a crush on your girlfriend.
Nice.
And so I kind of did a little shout out to that. And then I also wrote that my grandmother's name is Jessica. And so somebody says, so they see us at a restaurant, and they say to Max, my dad, they say, aren't you Jesse's boy? That's not in the pilot, unfortunately. You have to wait to see that episode if we get to film more.
Oh, that's funny. Can't wait to hopefully see that. So wait a minute. So what's the status of the show? It's not picked up yet, right?
Well, we're hoping that this winning awards and getting it out there and showing that there's an audience for it. Sadly, a lot of the networks, you know, they only want 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds, and, you know, they're not looking for, you know, something. I'm 55. I'm the youngest person in the cast. Everyone in it is older than me. Chris Soldevia, who plays Eric, is, you know, a couple months older than me, but I am the youngest person in the cast at 55, and Rick is 76, so he's obviously the oldest in the cast.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's not like it hasn't been done before with, you know, Betty White and a few others, right?
Yeah, there's a market for everything. And yeah. I mean, you know, I remember hearing Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld say when they did the pilot for Seinfeld, they made a show they would watch. And it tested horribly. When NBC tested that show, it did horribly. And they still gave it four more episodes, and it still did horribly. And they gave it, you know, 13, and it took a long time. That doesn't really exist anymore at the network level. But YouTube is an amazing thing, because if there's an audience for it, the audience will find it.
All right, so what will folks see Thursday evening if they go out to the Funny Farm and see you, the sitcom pilot? You're going to do some stand-up and what have you as well, right? So that is that what they're going to be seeing?
Yeah, so basically I'm having the sitcom open for me. We'll screen it. It's a 22 and a half minutes, and then there's some bloopers for about 8 minutes, and then I'll come out. I've got some stories about shooting, some stories about, you know, there's a waterbed in the sitcom. I explain that, some stories about Rick Springfield that I tell from the set, and then I just kind of go into my act, and then we'll do a Q&A. A lot of his fans come to these. A lot of people that just like sitcoms come to these. And we'll do a Q&A. My friend Eric Schemer, who was my original comedy partner, who helped me create, he actually came up with the It's a Lot name and helped me rewrite the title or the pilot. Mm-hmm. He's going to be with me. He's coming over from Pittsburgh. And yeah, it should be a fun night.
Okay, so give me all the scoop on where and when and everything for at the Funny Farm. What time, et cetera?
We will be at the Funny Farm in Niles. So I do love going to malls, so I will go to the mall before the show. But we're at the Funny Farm. It's a little different of a show because it's not just stand-up, but we'll show it. We've done this a few times already, and it's done really well. It's kind of a fun evening. And you get, you know, most people don't get to see pilot episodes that never aired. And you don't get the stories with the person that kind of created and wrote it, and you'll get both of the creators there. So it should be a fun evening.
Okay, before you go, how can they follow you and maybe help get the show picked up?
If they just go to Dan Rosenberg 3, Dan Rosenberg, the number 3, and no, there weren't two others before me. It was just Dan Rosenberg wasn't available, and so 3 was my lucky number, one of my lucky numbers, and so I just picked 3 instead of 1 or 2. Dan Rosenberg, the number 3. If you go on there on Instagram or on Facebook or on YouTube, or on TikTok, I think. It's Dan Rosenberg 3 on all of them.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Right. I hope everyone comes out. We pack the place. And that also helps, because we can do videos of, hey, look how many fans showed up to see this sitcom pilot.
That'd be awesome. Well, good luck to you.
With throwbacks from the 80s and 90s.
And the biggest hits of the 2000s and today.
Always the most music variety.